This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're going to be flying to wherever you're going over the holidays, there is a decent chance you're going to be making a stop in Atlanta. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, as it's officially known, handles more passengers than any other airport on the planet, some not insignificant slice of them, this time of year, which can be, as we all know, miserable. So the airport is bringing in some local musicians to play travelers' stresses away. Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta takes us to auditions.
Retired firefighter Tavius Elder has played countless bookings since he began strumming a guitar at age 6. But the 54-year-old has a lot riding on these next few minutes.
Sometimes it gets tough around this time of year. After the fall, around Thanksgiving, the work slows down.
Elder says seasonal work lets him catch up on bills, help his family out, which is why he put on a suit and showed up here at the Georgia International Convention Center to audition.
Mr. Zach Contavious, my name is Steve Mayers. You have up to 5 minutes to perform. Begin.
With acoustic guitar in hand and saxophonist Zach Grady handling the melody, the audition seems to go as smoothly as the tones coming from the duo's instruments.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. That's very good.
Thank you.
Make sure that
they don't get an offer. Tavius Elder says if nothing else comes through,
I'll play on the corner. I mean, I'll go back to that. There is a limit, but the street corner, I find that works, and I can go out and make 50 bucks a day, adds up at the end of the week.
But I think that we all depend as freelance musicians on the holiday season income.
That's Ray Hare. He's the international president of the 80,000-member American Federation of Musicians. He says on average, freelance musicians should expect 20, maybe 30% of their income to roll in between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
I don't know if it's make or break. I do know that freelancers depend on the holidays to put bread on the table and catch up.
So how much bread can the musicians hired put on their tables this season? Hard to say, says Hartsfield-Jackson International's Director of Guest Relations, Steve Mayers.
We're going to have an open bid process where we invite those 35 to bid on the per-hour charge.
Mayers has a budget of $25,000. Divvying that up, though, is kind of complex. Performers submit a bid for what they think they should earn. A computer then crunches those bids and, voila, spits out a figure. Mayers estimates musicians will earn anywhere from $50 to $150 an hour. Back at the auditions, those waiting to try out have no idea what the gig pays. Jeremiah Turner and Kevin Grayson don't seem too caught up on it, though. Grayson says it's not always about the dollars. Sometimes it's about the numbers.
Atlanta's airport is the busiest in the world. So with the traffic and the volume of people that come through, our music is exposed to everybody.
Thank you very much for coming in today. You have up to 5 minutes to perform.
They call themselves Unknown Lyric. Afterward, they feel confident. Guitarist Jeremiah Turner.
You know, it's always cool at the end of these and you feel like they like your music, because music isn't like making pencils. If you make a bad pencil, it's like, okay, you can just throw it away. But a song, you know, this is where you put your heart into. So anytime you can be accepted and liked for what you do and who you are, you know, it's always an extra smile to your day.
No surprise, they get an offer. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.